Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This important time on this planet is providing humanity with opportunities beyond anything we've ever really experienced before. This truth is resonating in every heart flame, and people everywhere are beginning to sense the magnitude of what is happening on this planet. We've all been preparing for eons of time to fulfill our unique facets of the unfolding divine plan on Earth. Now, our God selves are inspiring us to reach higher and higher into higher octaves of service. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world once we begin remembering why we're here and our purpose and reason for being. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in their painful outer world circumstances at this time, or how far one may be from realizing that they are really a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is realize that we are one with that precious soul, and consequently we have the ability to invoke the light of God on their behalf. When we ask the light of God to intervene in anyone's life, their I Am presence, their God self, takes that light and utilizes it in perfect alignment with their highest good. The I Am presence won't interfere with their divine plan or their free will, but it will utilize the light in ways that will allow the floodgates of heaven to open in response to our heartfelt plea. During our hour today, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth, and together we'll offer ourselves as that open chalice of light so that we can serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity and actually all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the heart and mind of the I Am presence of every light worker on this planet. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, feel yourself being transformed into a magnificent force field of light. During our time together today, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we are going to invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this very present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Since the monumental influx of divine consciousness that has taken place this year through really myriad activities of light, our God selves have greater access to our hearts and our minds. This glorious aspect of our own divinity, our I Am presence, can now work through us in ways that it has not been able to in the past. So as we volunteer to assist in the healing process that is unfolding day by day on this planet, we have the ability to be a very powerful instrument of God. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, so it is vital for all of us to join together to transmute the negativity that's being pushed to the surface to be healed, instead of focusing on it and amplifying it with our fears and our worries and our concerns. We need to realize that this energy is coming up to be loved free, and it is reflecting through the planet to get our attention. The Earth is a living, breathing organism, and she's going to cleanse and purge herself of the atrocities that humanity has inflicted upon her. The important thing for us to understand is that we have the ability to make this cleansing occur through light and through harmony and balance, rather than through destructive earth changes, which have been prophesied in the past. That's where the light workers are now coming into the picture. We're being called to a new level of divine service. Through the unified efforts of light workers around the world, a mighty pillar of divine love has been created now that extends from the very core of the earth into the very heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, all that is. In response to humanity's unprecedented outpouring of love over the past several years, our Father, Mother, God have opened a portal of light that expands this magnificent light. And on the return current of our love, our Father, Mother, God are pouring forth their love. And new, more powerful frequencies of transfiguring divine love than we've ever been able to experience are now flowing through our heart flames into all life on this planet. This powerful influx of light is blazing through the heart flames of embodied light workers and through us into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. It is actually creating a grid of love around the planet that is forming a bridge from the very densest frequencies of chaos and confusion on the planet into the highest frequencies that we're able to reach of fifth-dimensional, perfect, divine light. This energy is building in momentum daily and hourly. This powerful light from the heart of God is pushing to the surface the human miscreations that humanity has precipitated throughout the ages. These mutated patterns are coming up so that we can transmute them back into light. And they include all of the pain and suffering that humanity has created in the past and in the present. So what we're seeing as we look at television and read newspapers and observe what's taking place on the planet is the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed. What we don't see as easily, unfortunately, is the incredible frequencies of transfiguring divine love that are pushing this light to the surface. As God's transfiguring divine love flows in through and around every electron of precious life energy, it is pushing the negativity to the surface to be transmuted, but it is also so forming a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. Now, awakened light workers are being asked by the Company of Heaven to use our creative thoughts and our feelings to imprint new patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, the new archetypes and the matrixes for the new earth that have been now anchored in the physical plane. We are being asked to project these onto this newly formed field of divine potential. The divine intent of this mission is to help us quickly expand these archetypes and matrices for the new earth that have been secured in the physical plane, so that as the negativity is transmuted, these archetypes will quickly manifest and become part of our everyday earthly experience. You and I, through our unified efforts, have the ability to co-create radical and evolutionary change right here and right now. Moment by moment, amazing changes are already taking place within every man, woman, and child. As we each, with clear intent, consciously focus on both our personal and planetary transfiguration, our efforts are greatly expanded, and our victory is assured. Our fifth-dimensional solar spines, this new higher frequency of light that is now pouring forth through us, and our 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras that have recently been activated within every one of us by our I Am presence, are bringing higher frequencies of light into us and giving us greater opportunity to anchor these patterns in the world of form. This increase in vibration is actually altering and rebuilding our nervous systems. These new highways of light that are being awakened within us are beginning to widen to accommodate the increased influx of transfiguring divine love that is now pouring into the planet. Our I Am presence is allowing our nervous systems to be strengthened to withstand higher levels of divine wisdom and sacred knowledge than we have ever experienced before. Humanity's spiritual brain centers are also being altered. Our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brains are being strengthened and allowing us to awaken the higher levels of divine consciousness. They are actually awakening into fifth dimensional frequencies through this new infusion of light. As divine consciousness filters into our outer minds, our I Am presence is releasing new visions of possibility in which peace and freedom are tangible realities, and reverence for life is recognized as the order of the new day on planet Earth. Our fifth dimensional solar chakras enable the physiological aspects of both the third and fourth dimensions to be lifted into and merged with the multidimensional aspects of the limitless physical perfection of the fifth dimension. We've talked for quite a long time about the fact that we are going through two-dimensional shifts in a greatly accelerated pace. We've now reached that point where the third and fourth dimensions are merging within us into our fifth-dimensional solar spine. This process is reordering our DNA into new expressions of eternal youth, vibrant health, and radiant beauty. These expressions are the natural reflection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies, which pulsate in through and around our I Am presence in the fifth dimension. This event that is taking place is creating a deep stirring and a change within each of us. Suddenly and miraculously, nothing is the same. We're beginning to sense this and know this at a cellular level within our bodies. Now it is time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation for the benefit of humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking our assistance in another vitally important facet of the divine plan. Please go within and kneel before the altar of love blazing in your heart, and listen for the still small voice of your inner guidance, and respond to this clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. As changes are taking place in the outer world, major changes need to occur within the social structures of this planet. These are the archetypes for the new earth that need to be anchored. The first and most important one that needs to be anchored is the establishment of divine government through all systems on this planet. This is not what they call one world government or one unified activity. What divine government is, it's a government of the God selves of humanity, by the God selves of humanity, for the God selves of humanity. Every human being working toward the highest good for all concerned, reveling in our diversities, recognizing the uniqueness of our cultures, our religions, our nationalities, our all different kinds of foods, and the glory and beauty of our diversities. A government that is perpetually working toward the highest good for all concerned in every country, working unified and collectively with all of the other governments on the planet, with the unfathomable power and might of God's transfiguring divine love that is now flowing into this planet. Divine government will be accelerated into physical manifestation by leaps and bounds. This will transcend all of the corruption, all of the abuse of power, all of the greed and separation that is being pushed to the surface now to get our attention. This will result in restoring reverence for all life in the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to establish the archetypes for healing humanity's separation from God and for the remembrance of the oneness of all life. If this were not the case, your God self would not have magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness. With the assistance of embodied light workers, the infusion of transfiguring divine love from the heart of God is catapulting humanity and the planet Earth forward in the light. This is resulting in a quantum shift of consciousness. The more light workers there are who are willing to assist humanity in integrating the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love, the more effective we will be in transmuting the obsolete patterns of greed, selfishness, the abuse of power, poverty, war, hatred, separation, and all of the other negative things that are being pushed to the surface. We will be able to do that sooner than it appears from the outer world, and we will manifest the archetypes for the new earth very quickly. The need of the hour is for awakened light workers to join our hearts and minds as we together co-create a living and ever-expanding force field of light that will assist even the most asleep, resistant people to easily experience the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love that are now flooding the planet. When we observe the things occurring on Earth, it looks as if we are centuries away from reaching a critical mass of vibration that would allow for the new Earth to become a manifest reality. However, we must remember that critical mass does not mean 51% of the people on Earth. It means 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the people on Earth. Light is infinitely more powerful than fear. One light worker focusing effectively on the light can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented, fear-based, hate-filled thoughts and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of people. In addition to that incredible blessing, the beings of light have been given a rare cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God. In order to help accelerate the awakening that's taking place on Earth, they have been granted permission to amplify 1,000 times 1,000-fold the efforts of the light workers who agreed to participate in this holy endeavor. Hence, the critical mass of heaven on Earth is much closer than it appears. So now, I'd like you to join with me in consciousness for the following invocations and visualizations, which are specifically designed to help awaken every recalcitrant soul and to assist every neophyte awaken every soul and integrate the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love quickly and effortlessly. As this force field of light is empowered each day through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of light workers around the world, its effect will be exponential, and the light of divine consciousness will penetrate quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind. So just for a moment, breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, just let go of all of the thoughts and feelings that are distracting you at this moment. Go within to the divinity of your heart and feel yourself enveloped in this invincible force field of divine love and protection from our Father, Mother, God. This force field of transfiguring divine love is a mighty pillar of light that is coming forth from the very heart of our Mother, Father, God, enveloping our vehicles and descending into the very center of the earth. As it merges with the divine momentum in the earth, it expands like a tremendous starburst out through the crystal grid system, which is the acupuncture meridian system of the earth. It blazes in through and around the physical substance of the earth, bursting through the earth, blazing up through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every man, woman, and child. It blazes through the water element, the earth element, the air element, the fire element, out into the atmosphere of earth, until this planet is a blazing force field of pure divine love. The I Am Presence, pulsating within every heart flame, is now called to the fore, and as one collective magnificent force field of light, our I Am Presences take dominion of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs for every man, woman, and child, we are unified into one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of transfiguring divine love. Now we will join together through the following visualizations and affirmations. I will state them in the first person so that we will each experience them personally and tangibly, but know that we are joining together in consciousness as one collective force of pure divine love. Breathing in, exhaling, experiencing the oneness of all life. I am in-breathing and exhaling slowly and rhythmically. The holy breath of God is cleansing and purifying my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The breath of God is now lifting me up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. As I ascend into the realms of eternal light and illumined truth, I realize that I am one with the mighty I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. And as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. I ascend into the realms of eternal light and illumined truth. I pass through the multidimensional doorway into higher frequencies of divine consciousness than I have ever known. I am enveloped in a cascading, brilliant light which is reflecting the pristine beauty and the exquisite colors of all of the 12 solar aspects of deity. This resplendent light is pulsating with the music of the spheres and radiating through my solar spine and my 12 solar chakras. Through this activity of light, I am experiencing a great ecstasy in my heart, and I know perfect calm and harmony in my mind. I have ascended into fifth-dimensional solar consciousness, and here my I Am presence takes full dominion of my very being. Here I know I am present. Through the divine consciousness of my I Am presence, I realize that a great pillar of light is radiating through me. It is my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine. I recognize that this is the finger of God Almighty pointing to planet Earth through me from the realms of eternal light, saying, "Here, I am." Along this pillar of solar fire, I see and feel my 12 solar chakras of pure divine consciousness. I now accept my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras as the luminous presence of my true being. This is the radiant force field within my I Am presence. I am the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity, now made manifest in the physical world of form. Through the assimilation of this divine light, I am both a planetary and a solar being. I am spirit and matter, unified on Earth in perfect harmony. I serve through a planetary body, but I dwell in the divine consciousness of my Father, Mother, God, all that is. Into this great force field of light, I now invoke the power and light of Helios and Vesta, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our physical sun. I invoke the power and light of Alpha and Omega, the representatives of our Father, Mother, God, from our central sun. I invoke the power and light of Eloah and Eloah, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our great central sun. I invoke the power and light of El and Allah, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our great, great central sun. And I invoke the power and light of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Joining these magnificent solar logos is the entire company of heaven. Crowns, thrones, principalities, galactic beings, archangels, seraphim, angels, cherubim, ascended masters, the mighty I Am presence and the solar Christ presence of all humanity, the directors of the elements, the devas and the deva rajas, and all of the beings associated with the elemental kingdom. I realize that I am one with all of these magnificent forces of light, and through my sincere heart call, they have joyously come to help me imprint the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God onto the newly created fluid field of unmanifest, transfiguring divine love. Now, as one holy breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, this collective force field of divine beings and the entire I Am presence of all humanity now proceeds. To the divine sacred fire blazing in my heart, I ask the legions of light to expand the light flowing through every heart flame. Blessed ones, blaze the 12 solar aspects of deity, the most powerful fifth dimensional ray of the circle of the sacred 12 that humanity can withstand at this time through every heart flame into every particle of life evolving on this planet. Project this divine light into the mental body, the etheric mind, and the physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. Balance the right and left brain hemispheres of each person and activate our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brains. Rewire our physical brain structure to withstand the light of this influx of transfiguring divine love and divine consciousness, and heal the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communing with our I Am presence. Assist us to perpetually hold open our solar crown chakras of enlightenment and allow each of us to reunite with all of the multidimensional, multifaceted aspects of our own divinity on a tangible, conscious level. I ask that you keep this divine light blazing through each cell, molecule, atom, and electron of humanity's brain structures until our minds and brains are restored to their original purity and divine intent. Help every soul to be one once again and to be fully alert to the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, so that we may all achieve great skill in transmuting these patterns and lifting them into the perfection of physical expression. Legions of light, expand the harmony of humanity's true being. Fill our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with tones of cosmic harmony and draw these vehicles into alignment with the solar light bodies of our I Am presence. Allow the light of God to constantly maintain a state of peace and calm in our outer minds. Instantly dissolve all thoughts and feelings that conflict with humanity's divine plan. Like the sea reflecting the sun, help us to keep our conscious minds open to the divine plan. And then, seeing and knowing that plan, assist each of us to go forth and manifest it. Beloved ones, bathe the earth and her atmosphere in oceans of your cosmic melody, color, and harmony, so that all life will feel at one with your exquisite, prismatic, cascading sea of music and light. In deep humility and gratitude, I thank you for assisting humanity and all life evolving on Earth. I accept that this influx of light and this activity of light is expanding now through every heart flame. Now, collectively, I am entering deeper into the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love and offer my all in service as I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God Self, my I Am Presence. I am standing before the light of God, and all of my earthly vehicles are brought into perfect alignment. My 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine is aligned, and my 12 solar chakras are open to full breadth. As the 12 solar aspects of deity blaze through each chakra, I become a radiant sun of God's light. Through new levels of transfiguring divine love, I am one with humanity. I am one with the legions of light throughout infinity. I am one with all creation. I am one with my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. From this perspective, I am able to see the 12 solar strands of DNA that are being recalibrated within the cells of every human being. In my mind's eye, I see this DNA as a shimmering waveform configuration that is being modified by light, radiation, magnetic fields, and sonic impulses as it accelerates into fifth-dimensional frequencies. I witness the genetic codes of fifth-dimensional, infinite physical perfection being activated within humanity's DNA. These perfected codes are being imprinted on the immortal, victorious, threefold flame of divinity in every human heart. And they are being secured into the nucleus of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life in humanity's earthly bodies. This energy adjustment is igniting every cell and lifting humanity into higher frequencies of light than we have ever experienced. Within this light, each person's God self is able to open the conscious mind to the new influx of divine consciousness. This greatly increases humanity's ability to perceive and understand what is happening on Earth at this time. People everywhere are beginning to truly know the power of light that is expanding within their heart flames. And they realize now that the sands of time are shifting. Humanity is experiencing a rebirth and a new beginning. And every person is beginning to comprehend the magnitude of their purpose and reason for being on Earth during this cosmic moment. All of the physical and emotional densities that blocked this realization in the past are now being swept away by the flames of transfiguring divine love, amplified through the 12 solar aspects of deity. The powerful, multidimensional, multifaceted rays of the 12 solar aspects of deity, pulsating through each person's brain, begin to pass back and forth between each one's right and left brain hemispheres. This light is gently forming an infinity symbol that realigns the right brain and the left brain. The symbol is a reclining figure eight, an infinity symbol. As the light flows through all of the pathways and meridians of the brain, it reconnects the circuits and heals all fragmented connections. This activity of light balances the hemispheres of the brain and brings into equilibrium the masculine and feminine aspects of deity within every soul. This paves the way for the integration of humanity's God selves and the assimilation of our fifth-dimensional solar-like bodies at a cellular level. As I hold the focus of my attention on this process, I clearly witness humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies being assimilated into the infinite physical perfection of the solar light bodies. The free-flowing solar light expands into every cell, integrating humanity's God cells and allowing that aspect of our divinity to step forth and take full dominion of our earthly experiences. The God cells of humanity take command, and in unison, as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we affirm from the depths of our heart, I am now the perfection of my God self, grown to full stature. And I reclaim and accept my personal divinity as a beloved child of God. I instantly and permanently release and let go of all of the beliefs and behavior patterns that conflict with the truth of who I am. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to fulfilling the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to reflect reverence for all life in everything I think, feel, say, and do. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to be the open door through which the light of God will continually flow to bless and heal all life on earth. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, I experience the full manifestation of this divinity within me, and I in-breathe and absorb the light of God with every breath. I am reaching further into the realms of perfection, and I am within a cosmic flow of God's pure divine light. I now feel the opening of the fifth-dimensional stargate of my heart, and I immediately see the truth of all life around me, every precious soul, every man, woman, and child. I see all of the unbalanced energies that are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. And I realize that all of this energy was originally unformed primal light that has been distorted through humanity's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings into these growth mutations that are now manifesting on Earth, causing the pain and suffering that humanity is experiencing. I see every facet of this light and all of these unbalanced energies as they were intended to be seen in the original expanded divine plan. Originally, this was innocent, primordial life that was coming forth from the heart of God to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. What is occurring now is that this light is being pushed to the surface. It is returning to my awareness to be redeemed and loved free. I now greet all of this unbalanced energy on earth as my Father, Mother, God would, from within the flames of peace, detachment, God confidence and supreme authority. My I Am presence is in full command of this activity of light, and my I Am presence, the full divine potential of my being, takes this precious misqualified energy into the highest frequencies of divinity and holds this light in the arms of pure divine love. All of this misqualified energy being embraced with transfiguring divine love, held as we would an injured child. This energy cannot overwhelm me or control me in any way, nor do I need to fear it or shun it. It is innocent, unformed light that is now being transmuted back into its original perfection. I simply hold this unbalanced energy and love it until it has calmed, desiring on its own part to rejoin the kingdom of heaven, which is within me. This energy now releases itself into this love that is pouring forth from my I Am presence. It experiences the infinity consciousness of transfiguring divine love, which I am. And it again, miraculously, finds its proper place in the universe. In perfect divine order, this life shall now be eternally free, held firmly within the perfection of my full divine potential. I affirm to all life everywhere, precious life, come into this invincible force field of transfiguring divine love and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. Precious life, come into this invincible force field of transfiguring divine love and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. Precious life, come into this invincible force field of transfiguring divine love and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. As a powerful instrument of God, I am safely accepting unascended energies into the fifth dimensional frequencies of my I Am presence. I am in holy communion with my Father, Mother, God, and as this energy returns to its divine potential within my heart flame, this energy is also raised up to be in holy communion with my Father, Mother, God. Now, for the first time in eons, rather than feeling rejected and thus lingering as patterns of negativity, this precious energy that began originally in the heart of our Father, Mother, God feels accepted and loved as the innate God energy which it is. Within the embrace of my infinite transfiguring divine love, these patterns voluntarily release themselves into the light, and they become one with the great force field and momentum of divine light that exists throughout the whole of creation. This great dance of transfiguration is taking place within the newly opened fifth dimensional stargate of my I Am presence. I both participate in this dance and observe it as a detached observer through the peace of my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the great I Am, all that is. I am in perfect harmony with my Father God's confident, protection, power, and divine authority. And I am in perfect harmony within my Mother God's love, patience, divine compassion, and reverence for all life. I rejoice that unascended energy is now effortlessly finding its way home through the divinity within my I Am presence, and I release myself into the peace of knowing my perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. My perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. My perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart I came into being, and into your loving heart, one day when my service here on earth is through, I shall return. I thank you for the privilege of having life and for my physical embodiment during this sacred time, when the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom and eternal peace is being established on earth. Thank you for the gifts of transmutation through the power of the violet transmuting flame, the sacred fire through which all that is not of the light is being purified and returned to its original perfection. Thank you for the flame of transfiguring divine love, the sacred fire through which humanity is now experiencing the divine intelligence and the divine love that will transfigure every soul's heart and mind. Thank you and the legions of the ascension flame for sustaining the open door through which this sweet earth and all life evolving upon her are ascending into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite physical perfection. In deep humility, I offer you the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail through which the light of God will flow to fulfill the immaculate concept of the divine plan for planet Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, through your divine grace, empower me with the ability to radiate the full divine potential of my I Am presence to all life evolving on this planet with every breath I take from this moment forth. I accept that this God activity will increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, in perfect alignment with my divine plan and the highest good for every facet of life on this precious planet. This activity of light is a gift of divine love and compassion that has been given to me and to all humanity by the Company of Heaven, who is amplifying my humble efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. As I join in consciousness with every light worker on this planet, I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I know that as I go about the business of my daily life, my I Am presence in the realms of infinite perfection that transcends all of the discord in the outer world is continuing this process of infinite transmutation, loving the energy surfacing on this planet instantly free into the immaculate concept of its original divine perfection. Through this activity of light, the negativity being pushed to the surface is being healed at a greatly accelerated pace. allowing the patterns of perfection that I have called forth this sacred and holy day to be tangibly imprinted on the newly created fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. I accept this done with full power through the presence of God, I am. Beloved ones, feeling this energy now expanding through you, know that through the power of your attention, all you need to do is ask your I Am presence to amplify this magnificent force field of light that has been established through all lightworkers in the highest realms of illumined truth. This force field is breathing this energy into its highest potential, daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take. Thank you for joining with us on this sacred and holy day, and I ask that this light expand throughout this week. Please join with us again next week as we join together for another activity of light. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.